Bullshit!
How can you communicate better when you need to lead, manage, or influence others? It's the NoBS Marketing Show. I'm Dave Mastovich, CEO and founder of Mass Solutions, the world's only no bullshit marketing agency. We all need to influence, lead, manage, motivate others throughout our personal and professional lives. Communication and how we do it plays a big role. I want to talk today about how we can do that if we're in that leadership or management position. Because if you are, then you can definitely bring science into the mix. Even if you're not in a professional leadership position, you probably can still bring science into the mix. So the first step of helping your communication to others to reach, connect, educate, motivate, influence others is when you're able to bring science into the equation, whether it's something like Colby, Myers-Briggs, Predictive Index, that brings something beyond your natural perspectives of when you observe someone, your instincts, and your biases. Your instincts are good. Don't ever want you to ignore them, but I want to supplement them with something more objective than our subjective instincts. I'm going to talk about Predictive Index, although I do use Colby and I have used Myers-Briggs. Predictive Index is a quick snapshot. It takes only 5 minutes to do the Predictive Index survey. The information it brings about yourself is huge for personal and professional growth, but the information it can bring about you as a leader with your team is even more significant, because Predictive Index and Colby and these other ones show you an objective view of what that person is all about. Predictive Index in particular shows what energizes versus what drains an individual. And that's the first step that we have when we're working with someone, is to understand them better with an objective element. We have our subjective instincts that we should be striving to understand them and ask open-ended questions, hear what they think. Supplement that with an objective tool like Predictive Index, and you're going to know what makes that person tick, what makes them energize versus what drains them, and yet you can then manage accordingly. Which leads to the second part, which is you've got to convey to them what you see as the strengths needed for that position. You've got to be crystal clear, and we're all guilty of not being crystal clear, including me. We say one or two things and think we've explained it. We really need to take the time to write it down, even handwrite it down, get a couple of bullet points and say, these are the top two or three strengths that are needed to succeed in this position. So if they're already in the position, you already hired them and you talk about those, and they're different from what that person thought, you want to talk about what they want to hear about it. But if you've got the science behind it, the objectivity, and you know what energizes that person versus what drains that person, then you secondly mapped out what the top three strengths that are required to succeed at that position, you can now have an honest conversation and say, hey, you really are strong at this first one. That's great. You're really strong at the second one. The third one, you're not quite there yet, but it doesn't drain you based on your PI. So we can coach you up on that, because that's the third major point, is to coach them up and mentor them to improve their performance and help them achieve personal and professional growth. So that third part, after you've done the Predictive Index or some type of science tool to bring you objectivity, define clearly the top three strengths that are needed to succeed in that job and review those with that person and see where they are and where they need to improve. And then third, you have a mentoring, coaching, performance enhancement plan that helps them grow, but you have to give them the why. It's not just about you getting better. So I can look good as a boss and we can make more as a company, make more money as a company. No, it's not enough to say that, because if that's the only reason, that's a shame. What you want to do with the why is say, if you do these three or four things, what's going to happen is you're going to hone skill Q, skill Z, and skill W. And when you hone those skills, that's going to make you perform better and probably more quickly reduce some stress. But let's be honest, you might not stay here forever, and that makes you a stronger, more marketable person. I know that's scary. But you have to say, why would you say that? They're thinking it anyway. Many people, not some, there's a good percentage of people that their predictive index shows they want to stay in the same place. Stability is big. But if someone needs that variety and change, you can convey that to them and be open and honest about it. In today's world, to not address that is setting us both up for failure. So those are some ways that I think communication can help you lead, manage, and influence others. And particularly when you're in the management position and you have the capability to be able to say, I want to use something like Predictive Index or Colby. That's step one. Then step two, to recap, is to define clearly the top three strengths that would make that position successful, and then talk to the person in it about where they are in each of those three. And then third, map out a clear personal and professional growth plan for that person that shows them the why it matters to the company, why it matters to you as a boss, and why it matters to them. Those are three ways that can help you communicate better when you need to lead, influence, and manage others. Thanks for listening to another episode of the No BS Marketing Show, recorded in Mass Solutions Studios here in bold, beautiful downtown Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Remember, ask yourself, what's the big idea? And build your story around the answer. It's all about bold solutions, no BS.